Chapter 2 The Old Millie. My favorite small example of Millie's old power unfolded on a steamy Friday afternoon in mid-August 1971. Massive thundershowers were threatening, and Washington, D.C. was getting ready to close down for the weekend and head for the beach. In fact, the next morning we were supposed to go to the beach for a week. Me, Millie, our two little daughters, Alexandra and Andrea, then 2 and 1, and our schnauzer, Tisha, 3 months. Our 5-year-old Volkswagen Beetle, Millie's car during our courting days, had been in the shop for a week, and we'd been using the Volvo station wagon of some friends of ours, John and Lucy Masterman, who were out of town. I was a correspondent for the Chicago Sun-Times, and I took off from work for an hour or so to cab it across town to the VW dealer, pick up our car, and bring it home for Millie to start packing. I had to get back to the office to finish a Sunday story, but halfway home the car's engine started hicking and coughing. The work definitely had not been done right. I doubted that the car would make it to the beach. When I got home, I told Millie that maybe we'd better use our friend's car instead. I assumed it was simply out of the question that we could get the VW fixed and retrieve it before the following Monday or Tuesday, when we were supposed to be away. Auto repair shops don't work late, especially on Fridays in August, and they don't work on Saturdays. I accepted that. I more or less always accepted other people's rules. Often I imputed rules to people when they didn't actually have them. Millie didn't do this, ever. Immediately she said we couldn't use the Masterman's car because they were coming back home the next week and would need it. In those days, we couldn't afford to rent a car for a week. Millie had been a juvenile court probation officer before the kids were born, but now she was staying home for a while and not bringing in money. I'd just paid $400 to get our car repaired. That's $1,700 in today's money, and our bank account was nearly empty. So Millie called the VW.